Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All righty, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With right here in Left to Straight Interviews. Back in the studio with me is the handsome and talented Mr. Andrew Mitch is here. Andrew, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Well, I'm so excited. We talked to Andrew all about his new music. He has a new album, Feeling Outside the Lines, coming out very shortly. It was such a treat getting to know Andrew when he first started doing music last August, September, October area, and now he's just blown up everywhere. If you missed our interview last week, be sure to check the link below. We'll have that and his previous interview so you get to know a little about the man himself. Are you ready to play some Five Questions, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Question number one. As I said in the interview, I love getting to know you and your partner, Joe, online. It seems like you guys go to some of the best places to eat in all of Nashville there. If you had to write a country song about your favorite food or restaurant, what would it be about?
It would be about wine, for sure. I love trying different wine.
Nice. What's your latest find you've had?
This sounds so incredibly nerdy, but I found a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc that I love. And yeah, I don't know if you know anything about wine at all, but I love it.
I'm a wine guy. I'm a
big
wine.
Okay.
Nice. I've lately got into Zinfandels, so I do a lot of the red. I like a nice pepper flavor to it. I love a good Zinfandel, but yeah, wine is a beautiful thing. I think I saw in your story, you had a creme brulee served the most elegant way I've ever seen. It was beautiful looking.
Yeah, it was like this really long, just thin dish. You just kind of like scooped it out, and the idea was you meet in the middle. I went much farther than the middle, and Joe just kind of finished it up. So
there you go.
I was teasing him about that. About.
You got to finish each other's sentences and creme brulee.
Exactly.
All right. Question number two, my friend. We talk about some of your dream collaborations and people you're working with on the new album. If you could collaborate with any animated character from Disney, cartoon, whatever, who would you love to collaborate with on a music project?
Any animated character? Oh, my goodness. I feel like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh would be a lot of fun, honestly.
That would be a lot of high energy. I like that.
The energy would just be through the roof.
Amazing. Good answer. All right, question number three. Of course, I found you on social media when your first song blew up like crazy, and now you've kind of found the animal that it is. What's been the best part and the worst part of social media over the last few months?
You know, best part of social media has to be the DMs and the comments I get from people. They send me voice notes just saying how much my music helps them and how much like they show it to their parents, and their parents are like, oh my gosh, like we didn't realize this is how you felt or whatever. Like that connection is by far the best part. Like that's all I've ever wanted with music. Worst part is keeping up with it though. I'm really bad at posting.
It's a job, isn't it? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a job. Like I need to start just scheduling my posts so that I can just step away for the week and just not even think about it. That's what I need to do.
It's such a pain. I honestly have bought two programs where you can automatically set your post for like months in advance. Mm-hmm. I've not used it once. It would simplify my life so much better. But it's, then you got to find the time to do the planning. And like, I'm not even ready for that part. So it's a double-edged sword.
Which all these platforms now let you schedule like in the platform itself because they don't like third-party apps. Right. So they like don't push it. I'm like, it's a whole business is weird.
Very true. All right, question number four. Last time we talked, it was spooky season. We talked about what you and Joe like for Halloween and what you might be doing. We just finished Valentine's Day. We talked about your dream date last time. Your album's very emotional. What's the best breakup song of all time, in your opinion?
Best breakup song? Oh my gosh, this is hard. I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, the only one that comes to mind, like right now, because I was listening to it yesterday, is You Don't Deserve a Country Song by Alana Springsteen. That's the one that comes to mind, but I'm sure I could think of like something. I don't know. That's hard. There's too many.
There is a lot. I am a Toni Braxton. What's that?
Ooh,
what's
yeah.
Oh, Don't Break My Heart. Oh God, I can't remember the name all of a sudden, but
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank too.
Anyway, Toni Braxton, big shout out to you. So I love that song. So Don't Break My Heart.
Maybe one of you listening knows the name. Like,
there you go. Exactly. All right. And question number five, my friend. Doing amazing job in singing, so you can't compete on that. But if you had to compete on any non-singing reality show, would you rather do a Survivor type show, a Dancing with the Stars type show, a cooking show, or I don't know, maybe a crafty show? I don't know.
Definitely a Dancing with the Stars kind of a show. I love shows like that. That'd be so much fun.
Nice. I like
it. Not sure if I'd be any good at it, but it looks fun.
That would be a lot of fun. I don't have the moves, but you're right. They are great shows to watch. I love those reality shows. Very nice. Well, I appreciate you very much. Andrew, Mitch, thanks for playing Five Questions. You made it through. Woohoo!
Thanks for having me again, Scott.
Remind
fun.
Everyone when this album's expected to come out. It's called Feeling Outside the Lines. I love that that title. When are we expecting the release, my friend?
Yeah, so the next single is dropping March 1st, and the official album announcement is to follow immediately after that. So definitely keep an eye out for that announcement.
And speaking of social media, where can they find you, my friend?
So at Andrew Mitch Music, my website, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff.
Nice. Andrew Mitch, absolutely love following your career. I just see you going up and up. This new album is going to be amazing. We will have to hook up sometime. I'm in Nashville, or maybe you can join us on the Big Gay Road Trip. You just never know.
You never know.
All right, guys, we appreciate you listening in. Every Tuesday, we have Five Questions with my fantastic guests we had on last week. Be sure to look for us every Tuesday. Give us a follow, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions with right here on the Left to Straight Show. Every Tuesday, we bring you five fun questions with guests from last week. And, of course, sitting beside me here, the amazing Stuart Taylor's back in the house. If you haven't caught his song, Favorite X, do yourself a favor. Download it. Watch the video. Stuart Taylor, welcome back to Left to Straight Show. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Had such a great chat with Stuart last week. If you missed any of the interview, you can check the link below. Listen to the entire thing. We had a great chance talking. We had, I don't know if he'll make a return appearance, but we had Hank the Tank, the Wonder Cat, join us for a very special cameo. May or may not see him today. Uh-oh. We may have a special surprise. Oh, there you go. Look at Hank. Oh, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. All right. You ready to play Five Questions, Hank?
Okay. He's here. He's listening.
All right. Here we go. All right. So, Stuart Taylor, you're an amazing singer and performer. But if you could switch lives with one person for a day, real or fictional, who would it be and what would you want to do?
Wow. So it's so funny that you asked that. The first person that came to mind would be Jewel, because she's one of my favorite singer-songwriters. I adore her, and I think she's got such an interesting life. She's a mother. She's from Alaska. She tours the world as like a folk musician. And I think it'd be really interesting to swap lives with her and be this singer-songwriter folk artist for just like a day. I think that'd be so interesting. You'd think I'd say like, oh, I'd want to change lives with this person who has a completely different career than I do. But like, I know she's still a musician, but it would be interesting to be in Jewel's shoes for a day.
That would be. I think that's a great, and you never want to spend too much time in someone's shoes, right? Like, you shouldn't always meet your idols and shouldn't always spend too much time in their shoes. So that would be an amazing day to experience that. I love that. All right. Question number two. I've had a lot of people on from American Idol and The Voice recently. I think we talked about in your first interview back in the day when you had the opportunity for those, they always said too theatrical before the code word for gay, right? Before now they want to have a gay character and all these things. But talk about if you were to go on a reality show now, but it wasn't singing, what would you like it to be? Would you like it to be a dance competition, a foodie competition, a crafty competition? Talk about favorite X, maybe a dating competition. What would be fun and how would you do?
I would actually want to do a dance competition. I've always looked at like Dancing with the Stars and thought, ooh, if I could do that one day, I would 110% do that. I actually rehearse in some of the same spaces, Third Street Dance in West Hollywood, which is where they often rehearse for the show. So I think that would be incredible one day. Maybe a crafts one as well. Who knows? But not dating. Dating for me is too private. I like going on my dates, and I wouldn't want a camera with me while I was trying to date someone. That would be so awkward. So,
True that.
It is.
True that. I agree 100%. All right. Question number three. We have these fantastic portraits behind you. Freddie Mercury, one of my all-time favorites. Prince, just a legend, of course. Mm-hmm. If you had the ability to teleport to any concert or music festival in the past, where would you like to go and who would you like the headliner to be? Who'd be your dream headliner?
I really think Queen with Freddie Mercury. I love Prince. If I had a second choice, I'd go with Prince too, but Freddie Mercury, I just watch his videos and his interviews, and he's such a freeing presence, and his presence is still felt all over the world to this day. His music is beautiful. Anytime I'm like, is this look too much? Is this too much? I'm like, well, Freddie's killing it over there in his bodysuit, and he was so adventurous. Like, he inspired me, just like David Bowie did, to embrace my weird and embrace my theatricality and embrace my, you know, flamboyant side. And that's been the most freeing thing for me. And I want to be able to give that gift back as well to people watching what I'm doing. I want people to dress up when they go to my shows. I want people to feel like they can bust out all of the cool outfits or the crazy outfits and just express themselves that way. And Freddie was just an incredible performer. So if I could see anyone, it would be him.
Agreed. Great answer. All right, question number four. We actually hit on this accidentally in your interview, so like I said, people can find this below, but what's the most unusual place or maybe strangest inspiration you've ever had when you got to write a song?
Wow. Well, as I said before, I think the strangest place is my dreams. I said this in our earlier interview, literally having songs and lyrics come to me in my dreams. It's been happening more frequently now in the past couple months. And I've always kind of like sung in my dreams or maybe even talked in my sleep or things like that, according to my mom, which is very embarrassing. But yeah, writing songs in my dreams is actually kind of a new thing. And now I'm actually getting some really cool hooks out of that. Or I'll go to back to sleep, wake up, write more lyrics, go back to sleep, have the song develop in my dreams. It's so strange. But when, you know, when the muse wants you to write it, they're going to find a way to break through any way they can. And now it's happening in my dreams.
That is awesome. I love that. Very, very cool. All right. Question number five, Stuart. Last week when we had your interview, it was the last week of spooky season. Had a lot of fun spooky guests on the show. We're now getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course. So if you were to have the ghost of horrible songs past come and haunt you, what song would you hate for them to play for you over and over and over again? And what's maybe a current song you're listening now that would clean the palate and get you back happy again?
Oh, gosh. So if they were playing like one of my older demos from when I was a teenager writing, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I wrote some bad songs in my teens. There were some good ones. There were some bad ones. Yeah, so like any song of mine from when I was a teenager trying to find my voice, oh, my gosh, if they played that on repeat, I'd be like, hell no. Something I'm cleaning my palate with now would be Z Machine's The Radio, which just came out, and it's fantastic. I called him because he always sends me his songs before they actually come out, and I send him mine. He's one of my best friends, and I love him. But I heard that, and I called him and was like, this is your best song that you've ever written, ever will release. It's or ever will release up to now. It's so good. And so that cleans my palate with any bad songs in the mix. He's great.
There you go. Good choices. And you didn't throw anyone under the bus. You threw yourself under the bus. Very impressive.
I'll throw myself under the bus before I throw someone else under the bus.
Well, Stuart Taylor, you made it through five questions. Guys, again, check out our great interview. But more than that, find Favorite X. We also have a new song coming out in the next coming weeks. We teased about, you can find about that in our interview. But if they want to keep following along, where can they find your website? Where can they find you on social media, my friend?
StuartTaylorOfficial.com. And God, this is so LA. But you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at I'm Stuart Taylor.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right, stay on the line for me. Stuart, such a great pleasure to have you on. Guys, thanks for tuning in, because if it is Tuesday, it is another five questions with some of my fantastic guests. Thanks, Stuart. Thank you, listeners. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All righty, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another five questions with. Back in the house with me in studio, we have Brandon Stansel returning. If you missed my interview with Brandon last week, be sure to click the link below. Great friend of the show. We got to talk about his brand new music that came out just last week. If you haven't downloaded it yet, why haven't you? And don't be a cheap bastard. Pay money for it. Come on. And it's called That's What I Feel About You. Streaming everywhere you find your favorite music. Brandon, welcome back to Left to Straight Show. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
I love talking to you. You ready to play a little five questions?
Hell yeah. Come on.
All right. Question number one. Country music and food seem to go hand in hand, those country fairs, plus at dinner time and I'm hungry. So what's your go-to comfort food, and is there a song that pairs perfectly with
it? Oh my gosh, this is a multifaceted question. Comfort food, barbecue. Songs that go along with it, you know what? I'm not going to give you a song, but I am going to give you Tennessee Football, which feels very country. Like, I feel like people are surprised that I like that. And it only obviously happens during college football season, but like, that's like my weekend thing. Barbecue.
Super hidden talent. Brandon Stansel is a sports ball person. Who would have thought? I like it.
Keep it on your hats, people.
There you go. All right. Question number two. I kind of teased your interview last week about going through a lot of eras. We had the blonde hair era. We had all sorts of different music types eras. What era is country music in right now, and where do you think it's heading?
I, honest to God, have no clue, but I'm on the Maren Morris train. It's like, I don't need to be around to watch you guys burn yourselves down. So I'm going to just hunker down here on the West Coast. I'm going to make the music I want to make. I'm going to put it out. It's a little bit country. It's a little bit not. I'm going to put it out for the people that like it. The people that don't listen to it. I don't care. But I don't know what's happening with the industry. I'm not really a part of it. I'm just kind of watching it from afar. It's really odd. Like, I grew up always wanting to be in this world. And like, I've just had experiences over the past few years where I'm like, I don't know why I'm trying to break into this world that, like, one, doesn't really want me that much. And then two, like, every time I'm there, I'm like, these are not really my, like, these aren't the people that would come see my show. These aren't the people that would really love my show. Right. And so it just felt like I was trying to serve up, like, this thing to, you know, people that have no interest in it. And it's like, I don't know. It just feels like a futile effort. And it was kind of getting it, like, robbing me a little bit of my joy.
There you go. I like deep branding. You got to be deep and learn to live for you.
Well, I think you just got to, like, find your happy. That's what I told people coming out of the pandemic. Like, my like life goal now is like chasing happiness, and that is it. And like trying to run after what is happening in the country industry is like kind of like not my pig, not my farm sort of the situation these days. Like, but good on you for the people that are running the race.
Exactly. It happens in every industry too. I just had Garrett Clayton on the other day from Team Beat Movie and all these other things. He's doing a play up not too far from me. Same thing. His goal now is just to search joy. He just searches for joy in every product. He does his little makeup fun things on his YouTube. He'll do his dances. He'll go do a serious movie, The Letterman, and it just he does what brings him joy. I think that's the way we need to live our lives. So
that's right. Good, yeah, 100%.
All right, question number three. If you could time jump to any major music event or concert in history, where would you like to go? And if you could teleport to any current artist's music, where would you like to go?
You like these double questions. If I had to teleport to any show at any time, this is the gay man coming out of me. I would go see Judy Garland at the Palace. Why wouldn't you? I want to see that. If I had to transport to any show like now, I don't know. I don't know what I would like.
You took a minute there. There was something that went across that face. I don't know what it was. But there was something that went across that face.
I don't know. We're going to have to table that. I don't know whose show I would run to.
It was a two-parter. I'll let you just answer one of them. That's fine.
Well, I will say that the last time that I was like, that I had been to a show and I was like, oh my God, I'm a fan. Like, because I, of course, I love music, but like, I don't always feel the need to see live music. I don't know why. I've kind of always been that way. But maybe like 2016 or so, some friends here in LA introduced me to Years and Years. And I immediately loved them. And then I went and saw them when they played here in LA. And that was the first time in a long, long time where I was like, oh, I'm a creep. Like, I'm a fan of this band. Nice. I'm a fan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was fun. So I haven't seen them since then. So I would love to see them again.
I'm going to try an experiment. It may or may not work. Do you have your phone with you?
I don't. I'm trying to think. Okay. Oh, it's charging in the other room. Do I need to go get it?
Go get your phone. I want to try something.
Okay.
All right. Question number four for you, Brandon. Country songs often have interesting titles, come from unexpected true life situations. Look at your last text to your bestie and tell me how it would make a good country song.
My last test to my Bestie. Okay, so Last X is going to my buddy Trent. And this has to be turned into a country song.
Yes.
Okay, so he... This is tough. So he's working on a horror film in Dublin, and he sent me this picture.
Nice.
Body. And he says, thinking of you.
That's the kind of friend to have. I like those friends.
So if I had to turn that into a country song, I'd probably say, like, I don't know. You're a terrible friend.
There you go. Death in the holler.
Yeah. Oh my God.
New fun. Oh, yeah. That was a fun experiment. I like that. I just like that we got the video for it. That's amazing. All right. And question number five. It is spooky season. We're playing this in October. Your new music just dropped. If the ghost of Horrible Songs Past came to haunt you, what song or jingle would get stuck in your head that you would hate? And what song would you play to get it out of your mind?
Oh my God. So It's My Party is probably my least favorite song ever. Is it Leslie Gore? She sang that song. I hate that song. I hate that song. I don't know why. I really hate that song. like inexplicably, and have since I was a child.
All right. It's been haunting you, and now you need to play a song to get rid of it. What washes it away?
I'm going with, look at this. I got her in the background here. I'm going with Amy Grant's Baby Baby.
Nice. That's a good one. That'll help clear the palate.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon Sanso, you made it through five questions. Woohoo! Thank you, my friend. Remind everyone where they can find you. Give them your website and your social media, and they can find your music just about everywhere these days.
Yeah, BrandonSansel.com. Go check out the new song, the new video. It's all up there. I hope you love it.
Absolutely beautiful. Stay in the line for me, Brandon. Guys, that was another Five Questions With right here in the Leftist Right Show. We'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new set of questions for our favorite people on the show. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Left of Straight Show. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast distributor and please give us a 5-star rating so more listeners can find us. You can follow us on social media and be sure to check out our website, www.leftofstraightradio.com, for contests and other news and information. See you next week.